Now on to your comments. We received a few responses to Nia Palmer's commentary, Why I Hate Black History Month. Here's what she said on Tuesday's broadcast.
Morgan Freeman was criticized for declaring Black History Month ridiculous. While I'm probably at risk for having my black card revoked, I must admit that I'm so glad someone finally said it. I hate Black History Month. It's the one month out of the year when white people feel comfortable asking me all sorts of strange, inappropriate questions and treating me as if I'm the spokesperson for the black race.
That view didn't go over well with a number of listeners. Jacqueline Diaz of Sacramento, California writes, I have to say, I cannot revoke her black card, nor would I want to, but I do disagree with her views on Black History Month. I am Chicana, born in 1979, and I benefited from Black History Month growing up because the overwhelming message to me was that this was a time in American classrooms when the voices of others would be heard. Timothy Bosley of Indianapolis, Indiana writes, My mother always stated racism was a form of ignorance, and Mrs. Palmer demonstrated she had plenty. Does she have any idea how many have died so that she can take for granted civil rights of blacks in this country? Please tell her to take a moment and learn about black history during this month rather than so lightly dismissing it as an inconvenience to her lifestyle. And this from Theodore Rancis of Las Vegas.
I love Black History Month. As a child, I remember all the fun and the excitement and the singing and the dancing of everyone celebrating their black heritage. Now, when I go to Black History Month programs, I hardly see anyone go there at all. If we don't care about our Black History Month programs and our black history, who will?
Regarding our story on Detroit fashion, spotlighting colorful suits and alligator shoes, one Motor City resident, Ray Litt, asks, Why devote 2 minutes of your show to describe fashion that represents the styles that some Detroiters wear? You could have described integrated living in neighborhoods like Rosedale Park or the Millinder Center, some of the suburbs, integrated sail clubs like Greyhaven, and efforts to acquaint city kids with sailing and water safety like Challenge the Wind. Well, Ray, I agree. All of those stories are important, and we have looked at many of the challenges that face Detroit. In fact, the next day we had the mayor and three executives from Ford, GM, and Daimler Chrysler. But sometimes we like to have a little fun, and since I'm a native Detroiter, I know that fashion is every bit a part of the city as anything else. Rest assured, we'll be vigilant when we cover my hometown. This from Scott Brown of Syracuse, New York. I found your show recently and have very much enjoyed the wonderful dialogue. I listen on WAER. And Yvette in Fort Washington, Maryland writes, Boy, I'm pleased that NPR accepted and is supporting this show. In return, I will join and support NPR for as long as your show continues to support our community. Keep up the good work. Yvette will certainly try, and thank you for your comments and everyone else. You can call us at 202-408-3330. That's 202-408-3330. Good or bad, we want to hear from you. You can also email us, log on to npr.org, and click on Contact Us. And please be sure to tell us where you're writing from and how to pronounce your name.